Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
Here's a topic we... It's kind of a sensitive topic, so it's kind of political. I was thinking about fried chicken. My parents, okay, it's kind of a long story, but my mom, I don't know if I've said this out loud, and maybe everybody feels this way, but my mom's fried chicken is one of my favorite things that's ever I've ever put in my mouth.
Nice.
But she's reached an age where she just doesn't make it. I think she just lacks the confidence that her fried chicken is going to be as good as it used to be. So what? She just doesn't make it. Plus, in the summertime, they don't have AC.
When you're heating up oil, it's
oppressive. It's an awful thing. So she doesn't make it. They actually get the Safeway fried chicken, which I'm told is really good.
Oh, in fact, you can get a bunch of sides for like inexpensive.
My parents, I don't want to quote the deal, but like they'll call me. It's like they have... I don't know if everybody's families get to a point, but it's like on Tuesdays, it's Papa Murphy, which is when you bake at home.
Papa Murphy's.
Yeah, it's like $10 Tuesdays.
Yeah.
And then one day of the week, maybe it's Mondays is the fried chicken from Safeway. They just have a different deal every day of the week where they get food. But she's like, where do you think the best fried chicken is? And I don't remember the last time I put fried, other than my mom's. Like, does Chick-fil-A count?
You know,
I mean, technically it is fried chicken.
But I'm thinking with the on the bone and a big
Thank
breast
you.
With breading and you just...
If you're not... A chicken wing doesn't count.
Yeah, right. Or a drumstick. It's got to be a thigh or a breast.
I don't think it can be on a bun. I don't think it can be a sandwich.
There you go.
It is fried chicken on a... But it's a different thing.
It is.
What is the best fried chicken? Because right now, does it have to be on the bone? Because like Noah lately on the way home from like football practice has me hit... Oh, God, it's the one you like.
Raising Cane's?
That one.
Yeah.
Not on the bone.
And I love boneless, too. But every now and then, that's what I grew up with.
So I think there's two questions here. Who has the best chicken on the bone? Well, is it really three? Like, who has the best chicken sandwich? Chick-fil-A wins that, in my opinion, hands down.
Yeah.
There's not a better chicken sandwich. They just won the other day
again.
For, like, best fast food restaurant. Yeah. Like, out of all fast food restaurants, they're number one.
Yeah.
But, like... With all due respect to Raising Cane's, and I know TX is going to come over the table at me, it's some of the worst chicken I've ever had. Because
what?
Because I won't eat their sauce, so their chicken is just really plain.
It's all about the sauce. You got to get the extra cane sauce.
Right, but it's kind of pink and creamy, so I won't eat it. I'm not knocking Raising Cane's. If you eat it with the sauce, Noah horks down the big box. Every time it's like it looks with a huge piece of Texas toast and slaw. I mean, it looks and crinkle fry. Oh,
that sounds good.
And what I love the most about Raising Cane's is their menu is just how many strips do you want?
Yeah, there's really no choice.
Two?
It's in and out.
Maybe you want three, or you could have four.
That's it.
Time to order now. Like, we've given you the options.
It's not fancy.
What sucks is as of last year, I used to have a KFC and a Popeyes. They both moved out of the neighborhood.
Shut up.
I've had no place to go for chicken until recently Popeyes came back in, built a brand new store, and now I have a chicken place again.
Well, according to a poll, Popeyes is number one.
Okay.
For fried chicken. But they don't, it's
mild.
Not on the bone there.
No, it's strips again. I like Popeyes too.
I'll do it on bone.
Does Popeyes have flavor on all their chicken?
Mild. You got to get mild. I can't do their spicy.
You have the option. You can get it spicy or
Cajun style, yeah.
I don't remember the last time I had KFC.
Me too.
It looks really good, though, in the commercials.
And they took my Burger King in a way, and it's placed another chicken place, and it's one of those new... There's like eight chains, and it's got a cutesy chicken.
Is it Slim Chickens?
That's it! Slim Chickens!
Yeah, I got it for Noah, and it looked a lot like Raising Cane's. I don't know if it's any good. Is it any good, Aaron?
I haven't had it.
Come on.
So I haven't done Cane's, I haven't done Slim Chicken.
There's a few more than that. I can't think of all of them.
I just spent this whole time looking up one specific one that isn't on the list, and it should be number one.
Which one?
What is it?
Dave's Hot Chicken.
Where is that? Is that like Broadway or somewhere?
Yeah, yeah.
I've heard of that
one. It's amazing. I will absolutely make myself sick eating it.
It's like a Popeye sandwich, except like if like a real chef made it, right?
Yeah.
Like it's like the Nashville
Dave's Hot Chicken.
It's so Popeye's is doing like the Tennessee, the Nashville chicken sandwich. So it's like spicy chicken with pickles and some, they put way too much mayo on the
perfect mayo. Yeah. Extra mayo. Yeah.
It looks nasty, but like, I think this Dave's one, I've heard from people that I know that are chicken connoisseurs, it's that. And there's a place called Bird Call.
Yep, that's
Bird Call. I had one of those.
Or is that a new?
Yeah, there's one just right up the street off Bird of Hampton. And
dude, it's another one of those Nashville chicken sandwiches, and like you can customize it because the hot one they put sweet pickles on it. I'm like, oh no, I want dill pickles on it. Yeah. But it's like Popeye's if like Bobby Flay made it.
What's that one called?
Bird Call. I think between Bird Call and Dave's, we need to line up all these chicken sandwiches and get after it.
Do you remember what is it? Red something Farms that used to be
Redbird. Redbird Farms is the chicken you buy at the store,
right? But what's the one in Denver? It's like a red.
It's white.
White Farm chicken.
White Fence Farm.
They closed.
That's it.
They all closed.
I know the one.
The main one.
Yeah.
People would rave about that chicken.
I never had it.
I hadn't either.
But people talked about it. That was fried chicken, right? On the bone.
White fried chicken, yeah.
And it was good. They had one up in Longmont as well, I think.
That one might still be open. I don't know for sure.
So we've now narrowed down like 14 different regular chicken sandwiches. Where do we get chicken on the bone that's not KFC? I mean, like I said, my mom gets the Safeway and she loves it. Total tangent, Safeway, last time I was in there, like I was being given a tour by a manager and they're like, you want to try one of these chicken wings? I'm like, I don't really care. And he's like, just put one in your head. It was salt and vinegar. If you like salt and vinegar chips, it was a chicken wing that tasted like a salt and vinegar chip. And I was like, bro hound, I'm going to clean you out of these.
Wow,
it was the best thing I ever put in my
Safeway?
Head. Safeway out of
it. And you can eat it with like buffalo sauce chips.
Ooh.
So you get the...
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
We're not swapping flavors. So like maybe we have people text in, like, where should we eat?
I also want to know, back to KFC, because I haven't been there in a long time, because I've heard that they got rid of the wedges.
Oh, the potato wedges?
The potato wedges.
I thought they had mashed potatoes there.
They also have the wedges, and now I'm too scared to go because I don't want to end up there and then, whoa, we don't have wedges. And
we're wedge free up in here.
It is a good wedge. I'll give them that.
All right. So if you have a chicken place that is a moral imperative, text us right now at 51059.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.